VAT or GST audit can be a challenging experience for any business. As tax authorities around the world increasingly rely on data analytics, electronic reporting systems, and cross-border information exchange to identify VAT compliance risks, businesses are facing more detailed reviews of their VAT processes, transaction records, and supporting documentation. A successful audit not only includes having accurate VAT or GST returns. In addition, businesses must demonstrate that their VAT treatment decisions are supported by proper documentation, internal controls, and a clear audit trail. Preparing in advance and adopting a one-step-ahead approach enables businesses to identify potential issues, reduce exposure to penalties, and respond efficiently to requests from tax authorities. To achieve this, key stakeholders must understand the VAT and GST audit process, what tax authorities look for, which documents are vital for proving compliance, and how to avoid failing audits. Understanding the VAT/GST audit process. Audit risk in VAT and GST represents the possibility that a business's reporting contains errors or inconsistencies that may attract the attention of tax authorities or create problems during an audit. Importantly, this is not limited to intentional non-compliance, meaning even genuine mistakes can create exposure if they result from complex transactions, weak controls, or insufficient tax processes. The level of audit risk depends on three main elements: the chance that an error exists, the likelihood that the error will be discovered, and the impact if it is identified. The more complex the business model, the higher the risk. If errors are found, businesses may face additional tax liabilities, penalties, interest charges, and reputational harm, depending on multiple factors. Some of the most common factors that trigger tax authorities to conduct VAT or GST audits include unusual VAT refund claims, significant changes in transaction volumes or margins, complex international transactions, changes in VAT treatment, and mismatches between accounting records, transactional data, and submitted VAT returns. Given that tax authorities increasingly rely on data-driven audits, even small discrepancies can trigger reviews when they match broader risk indicators. Recently, the Singapore Inland Revenue Authority, IRAS, and the Singapore Police Force announced that 8 individuals were sentenced to prison for missing trader fraud. What triggered the GST audit and investigations was the paper trail left by the falsified invoices and GST filings. In some cases, governments may decide to conduct special VAT/GST audits. A notable example is Vietnam, where tax audits target loss-making firms. The Department of Taxation specifically instructed local tax offices, the Large Enterprise Division, and the e-commerce unit to tighten oversight and carry out so-called thematic audits. It is also worth keeping in mind that VAT and GST audits usually begin with prior communication between the tax authorities and the business. Before the audit takes place, the tax authorities contact the business to agree on the audit date, location, period under review, and expected duration. What tax authorities review? While the specific areas reviewed depend on the company's activities and risk profile, several VAT and GST issues are commonly reviewed. At the beginning of the audit, the tax authorities gather information about the company's activities, business structure, industry-specific characteristics, management processes, number of employees, and the individuals responsible for accounting and VAT/GST compliance. Generally, the objective of a VAT audit is to verify that a business has correctly fulfilled its VAT obligations and that its tax reporting is accurate, complete, and compliant with applicable legislation. To achieve this, tax authorities review different sources of income, including sales of goods and services, disposals of business assets, private use of company resources, and other transactions that may have VAT implications. Authorities may also review transactions outside the scope of VAT, such as gifts, dividends, or compensation payments, to ensure they have been correctly classified. They also examine whether input VAT claims are valid and supported by appropriate documentation, and whether the correct amount of VAT has been calculated, reported, and paid. In some cases, tax authorities review whether transactions carried out before VAT registration have been properly assessed and reported in accordance with local rules. Furthermore, tax authorities focus on identifying potential arrangements designed to artificially reduce VAT liability, such as splitting a single business activity into separate entities to avoid registration thresholds or tax obligations. In addition, the audit covers specific VAT/GST sensitive transactions and situations that may create compliance risks. These include transactions between related parties, unsupported services, changes in the use of assets, mixed business and private use, advance payments, contractual arrangements, and other events that can affect VAT treatment. Documents auditors commonly request. Before the audit starts, in the initial communication, the tax authorities inform businesses about the documents they must provide. A formal written confirmation typically follows this initial notification. The exact documents required for the audit process depend on the jurisdiction and scope of the review, but businesses should generally be prepared to provide comprehensive VAT and accounting records. Documents typically required by the tax authorities include VAT/GST returns and related calculations, sales and purchase invoices, general ledger records, VAT/GST account reconciliations, and transaction reports. These documents allow auditors to determine whether reported VAT/GST amounts correspond to underlying business transactions. Businesses may also need to provide contracts with customers and suppliers, particularly where VAT/GST treatment depends on contractual terms, customer status, or the nature of goods or services supplied. For cross-border transactions, auditors often request transportation documents, customs declarations, proof of export, customer VAT/GST identification details, and evidence supporting the place of supply determination. Those providing digital services or operating through online platforms may need to provide customer location evidence, payment records, platform reports, and information used to determine VAT/GST obligations. Businesses must also pay close attention to retention periods, as they significantly vary from one country to another. This is particularly important for businesses that operate and are registered for VAT or GST in multiple jurisdictions. In addition to this, countries may have different record storage requirements. Common audit failures and how to prevent them. While businesses generally aim to be compliant, errors occur. Some of the issues that arise are weak processes, insufficient documentation, or misinterpretation of complex VAT/GST rules. One of the most common examples is failure to apply the correct VAT/GST rates. Another frequent issue is insufficient evidence supporting VAT/GST treatment. Additionally, businesses may claim VAT/GST on expenses that are restricted, incorrectly classified, or unsupported by valid invoices, resulting in incorrect input, VAT recovery. Furthermore, poor data consistency between reported sales, financial statements, and VAT declarations may trigger an audit. To avoid these issues, businesses should regularly review whether their VAT/GST compliance framework can withstand scrutiny from tax authorities. This includes ensuring that VAT/GST registrations are accurate, VAT/GST returns are properly reviewed before submission, and transaction records are complete and accessible. Additional steps include verifying that accounting systems apply the correct VAT/GST rate and that reconciliation processes exist between VAT/GST returns, accounting records, and financial statements. Other steps for strong VAT/GST readiness include assigning responsibility for VAT compliance, monitoring legislative changes, maintaining documentation standards, and conducting periodic risk assessments. Taken together, these practices help businesses stay one step ahead, turning a potentially stressful audit into a routine, manageable process.